Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification with me, your host, John Ossipinski. I've been helping clients with lymphatic system detoxification to help their chronic pain and get their life back for over 25 years. The lymphatic system is a tiny network of vessels and nodes that plays a large role in helping to heal chronic pain. Unfortunately, the lymph system is dependent on a healthy, balanced pH, whether you're acid or alkaline, and most people don't realize they have an acidic pH, which can limit circulation and increase their pain. On today's show, I'm explaining how to help chronic pain by balancing pH. When you have chronic pain, the area of pain has become overly acidic and inflamed. By balancing the body's pH, whether you're acid or alkaline or imbalanced, you can improve lymph flow circulation to help improve healing. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned physicians who use their hands to release specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. Many of you heard about craniosacral therapy by Dr. John Upledger. Less known is visceral manipulation, releasing your organs by Dr. Burrell from France. And what really moved me the most was The Lymphatic System by Dr. Chickley. He wrote a 460-page book on how activating this system can really change a lot of the organ systems and help improve health in the body. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, published in 2006, and my on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life, explain how we're filling with cellular waste due to a congested lymphatic system. Most importantly, I show you step-by-step how to improve your lymphatic system and health. So if you can't come in and see me in Scottsdale, Arizona, you have access to my course, which will be life-changing. Understanding this missed science, how a compromised lymphatic system is allowing cellular waste to build in our body and brain, I developed body work called Lymphpractic. It gets to the root cause of your health problems. I reduce cellular waste over a few weeks, and you feel different from the first session. And I help most health problems by simply activating the lymphatic system, and it's really the proper use of science. If you live out of state, I coach clients, really people around the world, on improving their lymphatic system. If you take steps to improve your lymph flow, you can benefit most health problems. When you understand science of the lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment system, you have a better chance of overcoming an illness, lowering your risk of disease, and improving how you feel mentally and physically. When you have chronic pain, it is debilitating. It can negatively affect your life. For pain to be classified as chronic pain, you have to have it for at least 12 weeks. Chronic pain can occur after surgery or a trauma. It can also be from inactivity, dehydration, medications, chronic stress, even an overly acidic pH. Today, I am concentrating on how balancing your body's pH, whether you are acidic or imbalanced or alkaline, can make a big difference in your level of pain in life. And real basically, the lymph system is dependent on a balanced pH. When we're overly acidic or overly alkaline, our lymph system does not work as well. It just gets congested, can't function, and we fill with our own cellular waste. So why does chronic pain develop? The textbook explanation is chronic pain is usually caused by an initial injury such as a back sprain or pulled muscle. It's believed that the chronic pain develops after nerves become damaged. In my opinion, the area of pain, including the nerves, has become inflamed from limited circulation from the healing process. Remember, when we have a healing crisis, our body is sending fibrin and platelets, and it has to deal with a lot of waste. And that process becomes overwhelmed, and then we have limited circulation. So, in my opinion, understanding the lymphatic system, if your lymphatic system isn't flowing in an area from the inflammation process getting overwhelmed, then you're going to limit healing. It's going to take much longer. It can even get just stay that way. So activating the lymphatic system or taking steps to balance pH to move the lymphatic system is really important. Now, most people don't realize that the lymph system completes circulation in the body. I mean, most people really just think about the lymph system when we have cancer. but it has to do with every health problem. And here in some research on Alzheimer's, researchers found that a missed root cause of Alzheimer's may be an acidic brain cell called an astrocyte. They found that when the astrocyte becomes acidic, it can no longer clean itself. Well, when a cell can't clean itself, what happens? It becomes toxic. It becomes inflamed. And we're made of cells, right? The area where you have your injury is made up of cells, which make up your nerves, your tissue, your muscles, your ligaments, the bone. And those cells can become acidic. So here's science that's saying it's happening in your brain, but this same phenomenon is occurring with chronic pain. It's really occurring with every health problem. The cells in the area which make up the muscles and nerves have become overly acidic and toxic from limited circulation. Other research has shown that when cells are overly acidic, then they clump together like a stack of casino chips. Now, that makes more cellular waste that can't get out of the tissues easily. And that makes the cellular environment toxic and damaging. So to reduce your toxicity and pain, you have to change the cellular environment, right? We really don't think about that. But everything we do in life can affect our cellular environment, from what we eat, what we drink, what we breathe, the stress, everything, the medications we take, even the supplements we take. So to reduce your toxicity and pain, you have to change the cellular environment. And the lymph system plays a large role in maintaining the cellular environment. So when you're dealing with chronic pain, you'll not hear how you can use the lymphatic system to help your pain. It's just not in the idea of traditional pain management. So if you want to take control of your pain, you have to learn about the lymphatic system, which is a tiny network of vessels and nodes that helps to clean every system in your body, even your brain. So your skin, muscles, bones, organs, blood vessels, nerves, spinal cord, and brain are dependent on a healthy lymphatic system to be able to clean and maintain them. So the lymph system helps to reabsorb fluid, parts of cells, immune cells, and acidic cellular waste. And we don't think about the lymph system. So it's really, we're not thinking about it, but it's really ignored in medicine. And that's not me saying it. That's Dr. Oz, who says the lymphatic system is ignored in medicine because of its subtlety and complexity. So the lymph system is like a plumbing system, a tiny plumbing system with pipes as thin as a strand of hair. When it's damaged, it can't reabsorb fluid, parts of cells, fats, and other debris. This waste builds in your body, creating inflammation and pressure. That pressure is what creates a lot of our pain. In 2006, I published an undetected acid-alkaline imbalance. My book explains how most health problems are due to a congested lymphatic system and buildup of cellular waste. Well, in the past few years, many diseases have been linked to cellular waste, and many more will be linked to cellular waste. Because it's real science. The lymph system must clean us, and it's not. So type 2 diabetes, osteoarthritis, arteriosclerosis, heart failure, insomnia, anxiety, and how many people are anxious out there? Many of them. Breast cancer, lung tumors, ALS, MS, Parkinson's, Huntington's, and schizophrenia. Schizophrenia was just linked a few weeks ago. Have been linked to cellular waste. So I hope you can see that cellular waste is devastating our health, even causing your chronic pain. Even though it was initially caused by something else, the problem is it's about cellular waste. So improving the lymphatic system and its ability to clean cellular waste can help reduce this buildup that's damaging your cells and creating your pain. So when you learn more about the lymph system, and hopefully I can help you with that, you will see that activating your lymphatic system can help your chronic pain, I mean dramatically. And it can also help most your other health problems like insomnia and depression or heart failure and many other problems. When you learn more about the lymph system, you will see that activating your lymphatic system really is one of the most powerful tools that you can use to improve your health. And we don't even think about it. So what I'm saying is that by improving your lymphatic system, you can help alleviate some of the inflammation and toxicity that is adding to your pain, anxiety, or insomnia. You can have more control over your chronic pain and toxicity by learning to maintain your lymphatic system by using diet. It's not about being perfect. Some basic supplements and manually activating your lymphatic system. And that gives you power. It gives you control. So what is pH? pH stands for potential of hydrogen, how much hydrogen is in a solution. And here we're going to be checking your saliva and urine. The pH scale is from 0 to 14, 0 being very acidic, 14 being very alkaline. We want to be neutral and balanced, 7. We really want to work to be between 6.5 and 7.5. Most people are, you know, many more times acidic. So when we go from a 7 to a 6, which is more acidic, it's a 10 times difference of acidity. So when we go to a 7 to a 5, which where many people test at a 5, it's a 10 times 10 difference or 100 times more acidic than we should be. And many people are 100 times more acidic. My kids were, my wife was, and it explained a lot of our little problems. Once we balanced our pH, our lives changed. Because when we balance our pH, our lymphatic system starts to be able to clean us, starts to be able to complete circulation. So your body needs to be moving between acid and alkaline, and that's what it should be doing, depending on what we eat, our stress, what we drink. But really what's happening is most people are stuck in an acidic environment. And we know that because we sell billions of dollars of antacids. So balancing your pH to improve lymph flow and circulation is key to reducing your pain and gaining control of most of your health problems. Before I can tell you how you can help balance your pH to reduce your pain, let me explain how I can help you in my office here in Scottsdale, Arizona, with sessions of Lymphpractic. I help most health issues from chronic pain, anxiety, depression, insomnia, weak immune systems by tuning up your lymphatic system. It boosts your immune response and helps natural detoxification. It's simple and it's gentle. We don't make you feel really sick. We do it over a few weeks. There's no need to be extreme. You will feel more relaxed in your body and mind in a session than you have felt in a long time. If you live outside of Arizona, contact me for a lymphatic system health coaching session. I'll give you free 15-minute coaching, and you'll see, you'll understand your health problem much differently. Check out my virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life. It's 7 lessons with 30 easy activities to help you understand how to improve your lymphatic system, and it's life-changing. So what can we do to help chronic pain? To help chronic pain, you need to start taking steps to improve everyday lymphatic system detoxification, because every day we're getting toxic. You need to learn how to use diet, supplements, lymphatic drainage sessions, or learning how to drain your own lymphatic system to improve the cellular environment, right? It's all about the cells. Look at what you're eating. Most people are eating mostly acid foods. But even if you're eating alkaline foods, which are mostly fruits and vegetables, you can still have chronic pain because medications and stress and other things make us acidic. So in our diet, we want to limit processed foods, grains, red meat, soda, coffee, alcohol. Most people with chronic pain take a few pain medications, which they don't realize, and a few, most people are on 5 or 6 sometimes or more. They can deplete minerals from your body, which will make you more acidic. So if you're on a few pain meds, I'm not saying stop them, but you have to balance them. Otherwise, they're adding to your pain. So, again, you need to take control, guys. More fruits and vegetables. Magnesium is such a simple thing to buffer that acid. Most importantly, taking systemic enzymes. I love Epsom salt baths, 2 cups of Epsom salt. Soak in a bath or soak your feet in 1/3 of a cup of Epsom salt. It changes your life. And again, systemic enzymes are what break down cellular waste in a body. They help to improve circulation. So if you need to know about systemic enzymes, contact me. We need to be hydrated. You need to have good posture, deep breathing. But you need to understand how you can have control of this. Go to my homepage. On the bottom, there's a PDF of an acid alkaline food chart. It will change your life. Put it on your refrigerator. Most important is manually activating the lymphatic system. You can come see me in Scottsdale or go to my website and learn how to drain your lymphatic system. It is life-changing. Next Thursday's show will be on how to help headaches by improving the lymph-brain connection. Guys, gain control of your health problems. You can do it, but you have to have the right information. I promise a small investment in your health will change your life forever. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification with me, your host, John Ossipinski. Tell someone about my website, healthylymphsystem.com. Have a balanced and joyful life.